V'chiti oy b'disari, is it bread made from barley or bread made from wheat? V'chichi oy b'yakushi, is it soft bread or hard bread? Rashi, v'chichi Rashi says means nishmat yosem yakushi. Was v'chichi shenilushi yisiraka, is the dough, was the dough thick or the dough was soft? Teiku, there's all teiku. Because we're not sure about the issue. Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, kol lechad v'yechad b'yatzma shir. Like, what's the pshat that all these tanoim said different shirim? And you want to say, well, it's not such a big machlokes, but I mean to say, each one was Mishar himself. Like, each one swore by himself when he lived with his wife. How long does it take to have a row with his wife? So that's why each one made this shir by testing it by himself. Rashi says, kama shoya, kama shoya shoya v'beisai, v'beyasai. When he lived with his wife, how long it took him? But the Gemara, that the pshat, I, v'ika ben Azai, one of the mandyam was ben Azai. To loy nosi, we never got married. The Rashi says, the morning, the famous morning of Amis, Ben Azai says, Avama Esa Shanafshi Choshka Batoira. That he held what? That I'm learning Torah, I have a right not to get married. Eshli Yom Shaskayim Adei Acherim, Perka Boya Vimtoi. So first it means he never got married. So how could he say he tested it out? The Mari Boya say Menosu Vapirish. No, he was married, but then he was Perish, he says, separated from his wife. He was learning the whole time. The Boya say Menosu Vapirish says, Merabe Shmilei. True, he didn't know from himself. But his Rebbe taught him this. The boy is saying another pshat is the pasuk says Soid Hashem Lireyev. Certain things are multi Reyev Lakim. Hashem tells them say this. That's good. You can't ask the kash how Ben Azai knew it. You Soid Hashem Lireyev. Hashem tells you say this. Tells hidden things to his Yireyev, his tzadikim. Doresh Ben Avira Zimnon Amla Mishmedi Rabami Zimnon Amla Mishmedi Rabasi. Somebody said this name, somebody that name. That Kol Oichol Lechem Blarim Tulo Shadayim. Whoever eats bread without washing his hands first. Is kilu bo alisha zayna? So Amish like he's living with an isha zayna, like with a zayna. She knows the pshat is by says you can't hold yourself back. Like, what do you have to live with her? Marry you first. Do it that same thing. You can't hold yourself back to wash your hands first. You have to chop and eat the bread first. Take it easy. First wash your hands and then do it better. So if you can't hold yourself back because of the type of eating, it's like you're having znus with an isha. You can't wait to marry her. You have to have znus. She knows ma kibam isha zayna tikolach. Omar Rava. Hi, biadisha zayna atika lechem. That's what the pasuk says. Biatika lechem adisha zayna mi boyle. According to you, it should have said that because of the kika lechem, it's like an isha zayna. Hello, my Rav says like this. Kol abo alisha zayna. Whoever lives with a zayna, lisoif mevakesh kika lechem. At the end, you become poor, and you're going to have to ask around for bread. The number of zurikom Rav Loza kol mezalzel lefilah shadoyim. Whoever is mezalzel not to wash his hands right. The right way before you eat bread is nekrim and olam. You'll be uprooted from this world. I'm Rav Chiya Barashi, I'm a Rav, Mayim Rishonim. Stop here. I'll continue on to Mam Tashem. I'll stop here. You're holding Dav Dalar on the base. Again, the top is five lines down. Dorash Rav Avira Zimna Namala Mishmed Rav Ami Zimna Namala Mishmed Rav Asi. That kol oichol lechem b'leinu tilo shadayim, whoever eats bread before he washes his hand, is kilu bo alisha zayna. It's like he was boiled and lived with an isha a zayna. Shenemar the pasuk says ki bad isha zayna at kikol lechem. That has to do with an isha zayna has to do with lechem. That means by not eating, washing your hands before you eat bread, like we said, means you can't hold yourself back. You have to eat so fast. That's like you're boiling isha. You can't wait till you marry her. Omar Rava asks, "Hi, bad isha zayna atika lechem." Like that's what the pasuk says. It should have said, according to your drasha, "Bad kika lechem." It should have said, like because of lechem, you come to be like an isha zayna. The pasuk says the opposite way. An isha zayna has to do with lechem, and you're learning sakaret that because of not washing your hands before the bread, it's like you're boiling isha zayna. Yemi boilei. Elo my Rav, the Rav says that's not pshat the pasuk. Elo my Rav, Rav says like this. What the pasuk means is like this: Kol abo alisha zayna. Whoever lives with an isha zayna is l'soif mevakesh kikol lechem. At the end, you become poor that you're going to want to have lechem. So therefore, the pasuk says first the isha zayna, and because of that, it means kikol lechem means you become poor that you're going to have look around for bread. And Omer Rav Zrika, Omer Rav Loza. Kol ha-mezalzel matilas yadoyim, whoever's mezalzel doesn't wash his hands before he eats, is nekem in olam. He'll be uprooted from the world. And Omar Avchiyah Barashi Omar Rav. Now, mayim rishonim. That we wash mayim rishonim means before we eat, before you eat bread, you're supposed to wash your hands, is tzorech sheyakibiya yodob lamala. Right after you wash your hands, you're supposed to pick your hands upwards. We'll soon see why. But the mayim achroinim, that after the meal, before you bench, when you wash your hands a second time, mayim achroinim, it's tzorech sheyashpil yodob lamata. Just the opposite. There you should put your hands downwards. We'll soon see why, because there it's ending of taking off the dirt from your hands, so let the dirt like fall off your hands. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned like this also. Hanoito Yodov, whoever washes his hands at the beginning before you sit down to eat the bread, it's Sara Shayakbiya Yodov Lamala. You have to pick your hands upwards right after you wash them. Why? Shema Yotsu Hamayim Chutzla Perik. You have to be afraid that maybe when you washed your hands the first time, you know you're supposed to wash each hand two times. The first time you wash your hands, true, it's metayu your hands, but the water is tamei. The second time you wash your hands, that's to metayu the water, to make the water tor. So you have to be afraid, shema yotzu amayim chustaperik. Maybe the first time you washed your hands, the water went past your palm, onto the, after the perek, after your palm, down to your arm, some of that water went. So that water like was tummy. Now, and after you washed your second hand, it could be that the second washing did not wash that water. That water went too far up, that the second washing did not wash off that water. And later, after you finished washing two times, the yachzeru, then that water that went all the way up your arm, will now come down again. The yitm wesayadayim, and that water is still tamei. Because the first time you wash your hands, true, your hands become tahor, but the water is tamei. That's why you have to wash off the water a second time. So you have to be afraid maybe the second time doesn't go as far up as the first time. So therefore the etzer is to make sure that water does not come down again onto your hands. Keep your hands up. If you pick your hands up, so the water will only run down. If it runs down here, we don't care if this part is tamei. Halacha is only that your palm, your hands, have to be torn. So as long as the bottom water does not come up again, it stays down here, it's okay. So this is only if you wash less than a revius of water. If you use a revius of water when you wash hands, then there's no problems. Omer Rabbi Avua, Kol Eichel Pas B'Lo Nigav Yadayim, if somebody eats bread without washing his, without wiping his hands. In other words, after he washed his hands, he goes to make that mitzvah, he doesn't wipe his hands. It's kilo oichel lechem tomei. It's like you're eating lechem tomei, it's also no good. Yeah. Shenema, plus it says, Vayomer Hashem, kocho yoichlu b'nei Yisrael, this is the way the b'nei Yisrael should eat, es lachem om tomei. Their breads when it's tomei. So Rashi says, it means to say that dover miyasu, it's not a nice thing to do. V'choshev ketumah is considered like tumah. Shenema, because the pasuk says, kocha yoichlu b'nei Yisrael. First big line. This is the way the b'nei Yisrael should eat, as lachmon. Totomei. Alma dover miyas kori tumah. Mashma is something not nice is called tumah. So therefore, if you wash it, you eat without wiping your hands, it's a miyas, it's not nice, it's like tumah. It's like you ate lachmon tumah. But tomorrow now, oh my, what does the pasuk mean? V'eishes ish, nefesh yukara totsud. The eishes ish shall capture a good nefesh. What does that mean, to capture? Omer Rebbe Chiya Barab, Omer Rebbe Yechanan. Kol odom sheyesh b'gasas ruach. Whoever body that has gas ruach, means holds a lot of himself, he has his haughtiness, he has gaiva, is lepsoif nichshav v'eishes ish. The end will come out, to be nichshav, he'll live with another eishes ish. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'eishes ish, nefesh yukara totsud. So capture a nefesh yukara means a deer, that means someone that holds himself great. About Gaivanik, he'll end up living with an eishes ish. Omar Rava, Rava says, if that's the pshat, hai nefesh yukara, nefesh gevoyah mi boile. If you mean to say a big shot like about Gaivanik, it should have said a lashon of nefesh gevoyah. What's the lashon of nefesh yukara, a nice nefesh? V'yoid, he totsud mi boile. He should have said she's going to capture him. So yeah, so it doesn't say like she's going to capture him. Elo amar rova means like this. that kol habo al eshes ish, whoever lives with an eshes ish, does the aveira, that lives with a married lady, is afilu lo matorah, even if he learned Torah. The sivba that it says about learning Torah, yikorihi mipninim, it's very dear, like pearls, is emi kohen gadol shenichnas lefnai lefnim, even if it's like a kohen gadol that goes inside lefnai lefnim to do the avodah, hiti tzudena levina shegehenim. But if this person lived with an eshes ish, she'll take him, like she'll capture him and bring him to Gehenim. But even the Schus HaTorah won't protect you from the Gehenim. And Amr Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy, Kol Odom Sheyesh Begasas Aruach, whoever acts like a big shot, has Gasas Aruach, is Kilu Oyvid Avoyz Tichovim. It's like Yoyvid Avoyz Zorah, like you're forgetting about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person that thinks about Hashem has to be an Onuv. Like you realize Hashem is great and you're nothing. But if you think you're great, you're not thinking about Hashem, that's like you worship Avodah Zarah. Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, Toyavas Hashem Kogov Aleif. Hashem hates, like it's Toyavah, it's disgusting, a person that's a big shot, that's Kogoy Aleif. Well, Ksiv Hossam, it says, Avodah Zarah, Vuloy Sovi Tuevel Vesecho. Don't bring the Avodah Zarah, the disgusting thing, into your house. So by being a Baal Gaivinik, it's like you're being over the void of Zohar. It's like you're forgetting about Hashem. We always say the biggest Eved Hashem we had was Moshe Rabbeinu. That's because he was an Onuv Mikol Adam. The more of an Onuv you are, the more Eved of Hashem you could become. But the steer to that, the opposite is being a Bagaiva, being a Gavoy Aleif. For Rabbi Yechonon Dideyam, Rabbi Yechonon himself said, Kilo Kofa Vikar. It's like you're being Kofa, you're disagreeing, you're denying a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemar the pasuk says, "V'rom levavecha v'shachachto es Hashem alakecha," and you forget Hashem. So, because of the gevoyas halev, you come to forget Hashem. Reb Choma bar Chanina Omar, "Kilu bo al kol arroyis." It's like if you have a bagaiva, it's like you're living with all the arroyis that are also. Ksivoch, it says over here by a bagaivenik, "Toavas Hashem kol gov alev." Hashem, it's disgusting. A person that's gevoy alev. Uksivosim, it says by the Pasha of Arroyis, ki es kol atueva so'el. So it has to do with Arroyis. If you're about Gaivinik, it's like you boil all the Arroyis. Ula Ama Ula says, kilu bona boma. Whoever is about Gaiva, it's like you build a boma. Shinemar says in the Posse, chidlu nochem min odom, hashen neshoma biyatoi, ki bama nechshav. What are they considered? Nechshavu is al tikri bameh, don't say with what, el a boma, that they consider like a boma. A person that has a gevoy alev, it's like you build a boma. And avada means bisman iser habomas, when you're not allowed to build a boma. Rashi says, avoris kechovim means, you build an aboma, l'shem avoy de zoro. For the Gemara, my, what does the pasuk mean? Yad li yad lo yinake. That hand to hand Hashem won't forgive. Omar Rav, kol habu aleshes ish. Whoever lives with an eshes ish, afilu hekineyo laKodesh Baruch Hu. Even if he like shows ownership to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that Hashem owns like the Shemayim Voritz, ki Avram Avinu, like Avram Avinu did, tichsivved, like it says by Avram Avinu, harimoisi yodei al Hashem kel elyon. I'm lifting up my hands to Hashem, that's koinei Shemayim Voritz, that created, that made the Shemayim Voritz. Or Hashem put on this world the idea, the understanding, that Hashem is the one that created the world. Even if a person is like that, lo yinakim adino shegehenim, he won't be freed from Gehenim. A person that lives with an eshes ish, even though he has tremendous chusim, he won't be freed from dino shegehenim. Mor says, kashalu ledivei Reb Shela. Reb Shela had a kash on this Rosha. Hayad liyad lo yinakim, how come the pasuk says, yad liyad lo yinakim, should have said, yodai mi boile, should have said somebody to like lift up his hands, like it says by Avraham Avinu, Harimaisi Yodi, should have said like Yodi. Even a person that lifts up his hands to Hashem, if he lives with an Eshes Ish, he won't be freed. He won't be freed from Gehenim. So what's this lashon of Yad Liyad? Elo Amri Dvar Reb Shela. It means like this, Afilu Kibol Torah Kamesh Rabbeinu. It's even somebody that learns Torah tremendously, as if he was Mekamel the Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu, to Yisidbe, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Miyamino Esh Dos Lomoi, his right hand like his fire, is lo yinakim adina shegehenim. If he lives with an eshes ish, he won't be freed from Gehenim either. But still on this, kashal el Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon did not like this pshat either. Hayad liyad, yad miyad mi boile, should have said yad miyad, that someone like receives the Torah like from Hashem, even such a person, if he lives with an Eishes Ish, he won't be freed from Gehenim. What's his lashon of Yad Liyad? Elo Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says like this. That it means that filu oisa tzedakah.